Welcome, Impactful Parents. It's time for the Impactful Parenting Podcast, where I give you parenting tips and resources to make you a more impactful parent to your school-aged child. I am your host, Christina Campos. Welcome, parents, to the Impactful Parents Inspire and Learn series, where real parents come on and tell their real stories of inspiration and learning. Because a wise man learns from his mistakes, but a wiser man learns from other people's mistakes. So today we're going to learn from our guest speaker, Jacqueline Kane. And Jacqueline is a medical intuitive and mom of two kids. And Jacqueline's going to talk to us today about her experience with getting some vaccinations and then seeing some changes in one of her children. Thank you for being on today, Jacqueline.
Thank you for having me, Christina.
So I want to get started with just telling me your story. What happened? To me, this is, I hear about it all the time, but nobody really talks about it. And so I'm so happy that you came on because I wanted to get a real parent's perspective on this particular issue. We all go and get our kids vaccinated. And it's a scary, scary thing because we hear these rumors of things that could happen. But tell us your story.
So my younger son, I felt he was perfect because my first child didn't sleep. So when my second son was born and he was more of a sleeper, I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. And we'd say, okay, it's time to go off to bed. And he'd climb up the stairs. No complaints, nothing. Not until he had his 18-month checkup vaccines. And it was immediate. Like that night or the next day, he just started, he was angry more often. And he was, you couldn't reason with him. You couldn't, there were just moments when he wouldn't listen. He gave you a hard time more often. And, you know, at first everybody's like, oh, that's just how they are. But I'm like, no, he had the vaccine. It was like immediately after. But I had to figure it out because 20 years ago, people were like, no, it's not the vaccine. That's not it. But as a mom, you know, when something's different, you know, when your child is different. And I am so grateful for you and for all the people who are now talking about these things, because as a parent, you can't tell me that it wasn't the vaccines. That's the only thing that changed that day. So what else was it? When you have an inner knowing as a parent, always go with that. Go with your gut and don't let anybody tell you, no, that's not true. But on my journey, I had to like really search to understand my child. Who was he now? How can I relate to him? And how can I parent him so that he's successful? You know, the other side is that I didn't want him going to school and having behavioral problems and feeling like he's unloved and he doesn't have friends, because that's what I heard from him later on growing up. And that breaks every mother's heart to know that your son doesn't feel like he has friends, that he's liked. So it was a really, really hard journey that I had to constantly search and never gave up, right? You never want to give up on your kids because you want to see them happy. But it can be so frustrating not getting the answers and not getting the help that you wanted. So for me, I was really grateful when I met a naturopath who did heavy metal testing. And it was that summer that I took them, you know, with the naturopath, we took him through that process of removing the heavy metals from his body. And even people would come up to me and say, wow, you can reason with him now. There's such a shift in him. And I was like, I wanted to tell everybody, right? Everybody who's been in that same situation, that there's a way out. Do this testing, do this, have your child go through this process, and you will be able to reason with him and he will feel calmer. So that was that was the saving grace in my life when I found her.
I have so many questions already. First of all, it sounds like this was really out of the blue, like you were blindsided about what the potential side effects could be with certain vaccinations. Is that correct? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. And as a parent, they kind of make you feel that you have to get them all, right? And even, you know, we're in a pandemic right now, you have to get the vaccine. That's what's going, that's the information that's being given to us. But what I learned was that these children that are being born are much more sensitive. They're sensitive to all the heavy metals that we're putting inside of them, the preservatives that are in those vaccines, the foods that we're giving them. They're sensitive to all of that. And we need to look at that. If they're sensitive to that, then either come up with something different, and can we individualize this to look at what's good for one may not be good for another, instead of across the board saying everybody should have this, right? There's because they're all individuals and they're super sensitive children.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's definitely a pressure for parents to get all the vaccinations. Definitely. Mm-hmm. The schools really want you to have them. Everybody wants you to have these vaccinations. Yeah. If you were living in this today, trying to raise your child now, not the 20 years ago, but now, what would you have done differently?
So now I've also learned a whole bunch of things about our children and about energy. So these kids are very sensitive also to energy. So, and it's sometimes it's hard to understand. So I had, when I was parenting him differently, I started realizing that he, like, I had to come from a place of love. If I was annoyed at any point or frustrated, then he would stop talking to me. He would stop the conversation. So I had to really work on healing the parts of me, the resentment I was carrying, any anger, any frustration that I was carrying. And what I've learned in my process is that there's something called ancestral energy that gets passed down. So I had to do a lot of my inner work to heal those parts of me that added to his condition. And then also understanding who he is energetically. So we send our children to school, but is it really a great environment in the public school system? There's a lot of behavioral issues. There's a lot of frustration. Kids get lost in the system. I had to learn that he did better with positive reinforcement instead of negative reinforcement. So I had to communicate that to the teachers. And also understanding that he needs time alone to regroup. He's more of an introvert, and giving him time and space at home to just recenter and rebalance, and not forcing him to go to all the parties, right? So I think if I had to do it all over again, I'd spend more time just getting to know him and who he was sooner than being so busy, because I was working 40 hours a week, and I would give myself more time as a parent to get to know my kids and have more fun with them.
So you just uncoupled parenting all in one. And I'm going to rephrase a couple of things that were really important that you said. That the first one is we as parents can hold a lot of residual feelings and our things from our past that we don't even realize it, but we're holding these inside and they affect our parenting. And then in turn, they affect our children. And so many times I see in my own parent coaching, that's what we need to heal first, is the things that the parents are carrying with them that they don't even realize that they're carrying that are actually affecting their kids. And the second thing you said that was brilliant was really getting to know your child earlier and better. So many times I feel like parents just assume that their kids are like them. They like the things that they like. You're going to like basketball because I played basketball. You know, it's like we all play tennis in this family kind of thing. And each kid really is individual, and it's figuring out what are their different nuances that make them special and unique. And lastly, the point I want to drive home is there are many different places for your child. It's very fortunate that as we grow as a society, there's different options for our kids. Back when we were growing up, maybe not quite as much. Now we have a private school, we have a charter school, we have a public school, we have homeschooling, we have online schooling now that's starting to really merge and probably take hold of a new generation of children. And it's finding what is the best thing for your kid. And I will tell you as a parenting coach that what is great for one child is probably not going to be the same for the next one. That's what makes parenting so interesting, because everybody's a little different and you're figuring it out along the way. And right when you think you got things figured out, the game changes, they grow, they change, and the next one comes along and you're like, what, that didn't work?
And you're shocked, like, why doesn't it work?
So those are really great things that you've learned through this process, which is fantastic. As a veteran mom, I love hearing you say that. What do you do when you sense that there's something different about your child all of a sudden overnight? What do you do?
You have to breathe. Right. And you have to thank God for Dr. Google and the internet and all that stuff, because you just start researching. And especially Facebook, you just start reaching out to your friends. Most likely there's somebody else out there who is going through something similar. And I think as a parent, it's important to not take it all so responsibly, like it's all my fault. I think there's a lot of moms who are like, oh my God, what can I do? And we get so consumed with helping our kids and making sure that they're okay. When sometimes if we could just take a step back and allow our kids to help us figure it out, instead of constantly rushing in there to fix everything. Just step back and breathe and have conversations. And how can we maneuver this area? What can I learn from this new space? Our kids are so smart. These kids who are being born, I know many people are like, oh, the millennials, they drive us crazy. But when you really get to know these kids, they're genius. There's so much information, and they really they're really going to change society if we can start listening to them instead of pushing them aside. They really have a wealth of information for us if we can take the time to get to know them.
I love that you're advocating for support and finding support when your world turns upside down and you don't know what to do. I mean, that's why I'm here. I want to support parents. That's why I coach parents, to help them to know that they're not alone, that there's people out there willing to help you and walk you through it. And we may not know all the answers, but we will try, and we'll hold your hand along the way and, you know, give you different ideas to try and things to figure out. And it's that support network that can really make all the difference in the world when you're going through something difficult.
And I have to say, oh my God, when my kids were young, there was no such thing as a parenting coach. So it's so wonderful that you're here to help so many people, guide them through all these different things that they go through. Because it's not easy. It's not a cookie cutter thing.
What did they say about your son after the vaccinations happened? Did the doctors diagnose him with anything, or were they denying it?
They kept denying it. They said, no, no, no. And my husband kept denying it, like, that's fine. But it's not fine when your kid explodes and when he freaks out for no reason, right? You just know in your heart that something's wrong.
Would you say that some of the behaviors that he was exhibiting were like Asperger's or autism?
Yeah, so I finally had him tested, I think, high school or middle school, and he was borderline Asperger's and autism. Okay. So, but I'm happy to say that if you met him today, you wouldn't even think there's anything wrong. Yes, he's an introvert, but there are times when he's very chatty and he's like everybody else. And I don't think he would be diagnosed as having that right now today. But at one point he was borderline. He absolutely was borderline.
What can you do when your son is diagnosed with either of these two different ailments? Do you have any recommendations or tips for parents that have kids that are on that type of spectrum?
Yeah, so I believe that these kids really, all they want is our attention. They want to be respected. And so that means giving them, when you're talking to them and when they're talking, really be focused on them. I know as a parent, there's a lot of things to do. But when you're having a conversation with them, don't have that list of all the things you have to do in your head. Clear it so that you can be really present and centered in listening to them. I believe their most important thing is that they are respected, seen, and heard. And when you give them that, they calm down, they relax, and it's a totally different child. But when you tell them what to do and why they should do it and why aren't they doing it, it's not going to work. That's not the parenting style that they need. They really need to be a partner with you in helping to guide them. They're not going to be here to be parented to. They want to be parented with.
Well, that's great advice for any child. So now I'd like to ask you, what makes these children so special?
I really do think they're here to teach us something. They're so empathic, and they really have a caring heart. Some of them are really love animals and they're amazing with them. Others really care about the planet or about individuals. They're really here to create a brand new world. And so when we get to know them and be in their energy and their space, you're going to feel their love and compassion. You're really going to feel who they are just by being around them.
That's a beautiful sentiment. I love it. I love it. If people resonated with your story today and they would love to reach out to you and ask you more or work with you in some way, how would they do that?
So I have a website. It's JacquelineMkane.com, and it's JacquelineMkane.com. I also have a Facebook group, Healing Circle by Jacqueline Kane, where I give a lot of tips and tools to women who are in pain and families and moms who need some support.
That's perfect. I know that there are parents out there who could really benefit from your services and a free Facebook group. Come on, parents, great opportunity. Thank you for being on today. And if you have an inspiring story that you want to share, please go to the Impactful Parent website, which is theimpactfulparent.com. Go to the Work With Me page at the very bottom. You'll find a place where you can also reach out to me and get on the show so we can learn from you. But until next time, you got this, parents. We're just here to help. Thank you for listening today. Remember to subscribe and share this podcast with a friend. And don't forget, the Impactful Parenting Podcast is an extension of the Impactful Parent community. So go to the Impactful Parent website and sign up for a 30-day challenge. Browse the free resources.
or register for the weekly newsletter so that you don't miss a parenting tip that can help you and your family. Thanks for listening today, and go to theimpactfulparent.com. See you next episode.